This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. If you are one of those lucky Twitter users, I think one out of 100 Twitter users got a very new and different look today when they came to Twitter.com. But I'm unfortunately the other 99% of the population here to explain what those changes are and why they happen, the co-founder and CEO of Twitter, Ev Williams. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, so for the other 99% of us, what are the changes?
We basically revamped the whole website just to make it a lot faster, easier, and a richer experience. So we tried to maintain the functionality that people know and love and the simplicity that people have, but we added a lot more ways to get more out of Twitter in less time.
And why did this happen? Was this because users were asking for it? Is this something that you just saw happening in the marketplace?
Well, we've always been trying to make the best site we can, the best experience we can. And we had a bunch of changes in mind that we've been wanting to do for a long time. And sometimes you can make them incrementally, and sometimes it takes kind of a big rethinking. And so this was one of those times where we decided to take a big leap forward just to create the best product we can.
And when you think about the Twitter of today, is this, how different is this from the service that you thought you were starting 4 years ago?
In some ways it's different, in some ways it's very similar. I mean, the product has changed very little from the beginning. It's always been about efficiently sharing and discovering what's happening in the world. Now there is so much content on Twitter, we put a big focus in this new design about discovering more of the information that's flowing through Twitter more easily, which wasn't something that we necessarily thought about at first, just because there's a lot less information. But the core focus of the product in terms of efficiently discovering new things as they happen is pretty similar, and the core elements such as the timeline and the 140 character tweets is been there from the beginning.
So on the sort of right hand side, I'm going to be able to see videos if they're, let's say, on YouTube, or pictures if they were on TwitPic. That's kind of one of the fundamental differences that I'm going to notice, right?
Exactly. And so the idea is you can just read the tweets as you always could, but if you want to, you can click on any of them and drill down for more information. And if it is a video or a picture from one of the providers that we've done deals with, then you'll see that right in line without leaving the site, without opening up another page. So it's just a much faster, more streamlined experience. If it's not a picture or video, it may have related content. You can see the replies to a tweet, which was something you couldn't see easily before. Even tweets on a similar topic that you may not have seen.
So how did you decide on these 16 partners, and where's the next batch of partners coming from?
The first partners we basically prioritized by looking at what people are linking to in Twitter already. And we focused on video and pictures because that was the most straightforward user experience improvement we could make. And so we just looked at what picture and video sites people in Twitter were linking to. And there's a bunch that are Twitter specific, like TwitPic and YFrog and these guys. And then there's obviously the big video sites like YouTube and Vimeo. There's also Ustream, which is a live streaming site, which has a very nice integration with Twitter because it's all about real time. So we're going to continue expanding the list, and it will continue to focus on video and pictures for a while, but there's probably some other stuff we'll add.
Okay, one of the reasons that Twitter has become as successful as it has is because you basically, without getting too techy, you had this open platform where other websites or other tools could actually allow me to see my Twitter stream without having to go to Twitter.com. At this point, when you create sort of a destination, are you essentially competing with those developers that you helped enable?
I don't think so. This isn't really anything different than we've always done. The majority of users go to Twitter.com to experience Twitter. It's great that there are dozens, even hundreds of different ways to explore Twitter and that developers provide them. But our goal is to provide the best experience possible for as many users as possible on Twitter. And if they choose to go off and use another third-party client, that's great. But our goal is still just to create a great experience.
And what have you learned? I mean, in the sense that now you've got, according to your numbers, about 160 million users, right?
Right.
So what have you learned as like the biggest lesson in these last 4 years in the way that people are using and interacting with your service?
Well, one major thing we've learned is that not everybody is seeking to share their thoughts with the world, which was a lot of the emphasis was on at first. A lot of people come to Twitter just to find out what's happening in the world that they care about. And so we're trying to make that experience a lot better.
All right, Ev Williams, CEO and co-founder of Twitter. Thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.